Patrick, that first 13 seconds, that's obviously the start you want. And did you know it might be offside, or was that a bit of a surprise?
Well, I knew right away when I came to the bench. The guys were looking at me, and I was like, yeah, that's offside. But, yeah, probably not going to be able to sleep tonight, but, you know, try to get some rest on the plane tomorrow.
Well, you got it back later in the game. I guess how good did that feel at that point? They make it 3-1, have a little bit of zone time, and then that's a big goal, obviously, in the last minute.
Yeah, I think that was least I could do after the dumb penalty I took on the power play. So that was kind of a makeup goal. That was something I needed to do, and you know, Casey and Shife made a great play, and I was all by myself and just tried to use my bad hands, and it went in tonight.
After that goal gets disallowed, you guys didn't seem to let that deter you. You kept coming. Nikolai gets the goal a few minutes later. But did you like how your team just kept pushing after that start?
Yeah, I think the first 20 was real good. That was kind of something we talked about before the game. You know, against the Kings, we kind of lost the game in the first period, but still find a way to get back in the game. And that was kind of our mindset tonight, to play a solid first 20 and then build off that. And, you know, we were able to do that tonight.
Three goals in three games against Dallas this year, 18 now in 16. I know we ask you this all the time, but no explanation why you have so much success against one team?
No, I wish we would play 82 against those guys. We'd have a lot of goals. You know, it just seems like it just goes in. Just don't have any explanation. But, well, thank God they're in our division. So I'm laughing.
Patrick, I've heard a NHL coach say an exhale is inevitable when a team's playing really good. It's happened with a lot of other teams so far this year. They came off a hot streak and have lost four straight games now. You guys have had some losses during your hot streak that you guys could have packed up the tent and said that's enough. What's kept this team pushing?
I think everybody keeps everybody accountable in this room. You know, everybody in this locker room have been losing at some point of their career, and it's not fun. So winning is way more fun than losing. So that's kind of our mindset in this room. Everybody works as hard as they can on the ice, and sometimes we lose. That's just the way it is. You can win all 82, but that's just the way we can bounce back after a loss like we did tonight. That's the way we need to play. And now hopefully get on a hot streak again and not lose the next game.
When you score consistently against Dallas the way you have been personally, what's your feeling going into games like that against Dallas?
It doesn't matter. It's just a normal game. I don't even look at the schedule that much. I've just morning skate. I usually know who we're playing against, so I don't pay that much attention. It's just normal hockey. You got to play the same way. If you have scored 100 goals against somebody or zero, you got to still prepare yourself the right way and still play the right way.
Winnipeg has had a real good run against Dallas, like 11 of the last 15. Any explanation as to why?
No, I think they've been really good games. You know, a lot of one-goal games, I think. I have no idea, but that's what I think. You know, they're always hot, physical games like we saw tonight. And it'll be a fun one in Dallas as well. So these are always huge points for us, and it'll just gets harder and harder to get points when the season goes on. So we need to get the points now.
Sorry, going back to your hands comment.
Last one, guys.
I mean, when did they become bad?
I don't know. Felt bad. I don't think my deke was that good. It felt like, felt bad, but yeah, luckily it went in.